May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our text is the Gospel, Matthew chapter 14. Please pray with me. O Holy Spirit, come to your church. Ever come and bless the teaching, hearing, preaching of your word. Grant us faith. Take away our doubts, our anxieties, and give us great faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When there is a big storm, what do? Thunder, lightning, rain, wind, hail, tornado warning, what do? Who stays inside when there's a big storm? Barely smart. Who goes out? Because you just love storms, you go right out in the middle of the storm. I suggest today that as Christians, the baptized, the church, we are to do both. When there's a storm, we stay in, but also we go out. We do both. In the gospel today, the disciples are in a boat. And they're going to the other side. This is the Sea of Galilee. And they're going to the other side. It's the middle of the night, and a storm comes up. We read where the storm is pretty bad. The boat is being beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. The Greek word for beaten here is the word from which we get our English word torture. The boat is being tortured by the wind and the waves. The wind's against them. It's being tossed and turned, going up and down, and there's waves breaking over the boat. It's a nice storm of wind and probably rain and lightning has come upon them. And what do the disciples do in the midst of that storm? Well, they stay in the boat. Except one of them steps out of the boat. And I suggest both responses are proper for a Christian in a storm. We do both. This gospel is a model of the Christian life. It's a beautiful illustration, an example of the life of the church and the life of Christians. We are the boat. Whenever you read about boats in the Bible, the boat's a symbol of the church. Do you know what this part of the sanctuary is called? It's called the nave. Nave means boat. We get our word navy from the word nave, boat, ship. This goes back to Noah's Ark. So you read about boats, Old or New Testament, it's always the symbol of the church. We're the church. We're headed to the other side, which is heaven. We long to get to the shore called heaven. We just sang about that in that hymn, didn't we? And yet along the way, it's not always smooth sailing in sunny skies. There are storms that come. Jesus doesn't prevent the storm. He could have, but he doesn't. He doesn't steer the boat around the storm saying, I wouldn't dare let a storm hit my boat. Doesn't do that. He doesn't immediately stop the storm. Oh my, there's a raindrop. I'll stop it because they'll get scared. He allows the boat to be right in the middle of a torturous storm. To teach faith and character and courage. How else do we learn these things unless we go through storms? And like the church, 11 of the disciples stay in the boat. We are to stay in the boat, stay in the church when there's storms. Then also we are to venture out like Peter. There are many storms that come upon us. There are storms that you're enduring this day. There are storms that batter our bodies. Cancer. Look at the prayer list. Sickness. Disease. Doctor's appointments. Old age. Surgery. Many storms batter the body and we get tired of them. There are storms that batter our minds. There's fears, worries, anxiety, depression, sadness. There's storms that batter the heart, temptation and guilt over doing wrong things and regret, doubt. There are many storms out in the world, war and rumors of war, a bad economy, losing the job. There are literal storms like tsunamis and tornadoes and hail that hit Knoxville, and there's earthquakes. There's storms all over the place, big and small, depending on who we are. What do we do as Christians in the midst of these storms? We stay in the boat, we venture out. First of all, First Lutheran, you're enduring a storm. There's burdens, there's problems. It happens to everybody. You're not unique. Everybody goes through storms. Stay in the boat. in the church. None of these disciples jump out. Oh no, the boat's going to sink. We got to bail out, jump out, or swim to shore. They would have drowned and died. They're smart enough to stay in the boat. Be smart enough to stay in the church when you endure trials. Don't say, oh no, no one's going to love me. No one will understand what I'm going through. The church can't help. God doesn't love me more. I'll bail out. You will drown and die out there. Stay in the church. Stay in the boat. Hear the word of God. And hear the word of God. And be comforted. Receive communion. Stay in. You don't feel like it. Stay in. You want to bail. Stay in. Jesus does not rebuke the 11 disciples are staying in the boat. Oh, you bunch of scaredy cats, you stayed in the boat. No, they're smart and wise for staying in the boat. He doesn't give a rebuke for staying in the boat. And actually, after he rescues Peter, they get in the boat together. Jesus comes to the boat. And they get in the boat and he calms the storm. We have here the obvious reason why we as Christians stay in the church when there's storms. We stay in the church because Jesus is here. That's why we stay in the church. Jesus came to the boat. He walked on water in the middle of the night to come to the church, the boat. He climbed in the boat later. You often find Jesus in boats. He's with the church. He abides here. And no church, no boat will sink if Jesus is in it. For he's the Son of God. He made the storm to begin with. He's the creator who made the storm. He made the Sea of Galilee. He made the whole universe. He can surely calm the storm when he so chooses and get the boat to the other side. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. This is his word to the boat, the church. Life is hard. It is through much hardship that we enter the kingdom. Take heart, it is I. It is I is not a good translation. The literal meaning is I am. Carries a lot more weight to it. He says, take heart, I am. Do not be afraid. This recalls Moses, the burning bush, where God says to Moses, I am that I am. Christ here is saying, a man walking on the water, that I am the God of the Old Testament. I'm the God of creation. I'm the God who rescued Israel from Egypt. I'm the God who spoke to Moses. I am that very God here among you. I made all things. I'll take care of you. What are you afraid of? I can calm the sea as well as create. I can calm the storm as well as create a storm. And I'm right here with the church, with the boat. I'm not going to leave. I'm right here. So don't be afraid. Stay in the boat. Christ is here. This story foreshadows a greater miracle that Jesus does. And that's one reason why it's recorded. It's foreshadowing of a greater storm he will calm. I'll give you a clue, and you should be able to guess what story I'm talking about. The clue is ghost. The disciples think he's a ghost. What other time do the disciples think that Jesus is a ghost? Easter. Recall Easter. They think he's a ghost. And Christ says, I'm not a ghost. I have flesh and blood. I'm not a ghost. It's really me. It's I. The I am is here. This foreshadows Easter. When again the disciples are together, huddled together, not in a boat, but together in a room. And they're in a storm of fear and persecution and guilt and sadness. And just as Jesus miraculously walks on water to the boat, on Easter he walks right through locked doors very miraculously and he says, peace be with you, don't be afraid, it is I, in other words. And I'm not a ghost, I'm risen from the dead. So Christ can calm storms on the Sea of Galilee. What's that had to do with me? I'm not on the Sea of Galilee, you say. He's really come to calm the storm called sin and take it away and conquer death. Now, there's a storm we're all going to go through called death and dying. And he's come to overcome the fiery storm of hell. Now, that applies because we all deserve that. He's come to overcome sin, death, and hell. And this is just a preview of it as he calms the waves. It's easy. I'll die and take away sin, death, and hell, and you'll live with me. We'll make it to the other side, and we'll live together forever on the new shore called heaven. What are you so afraid of? What impresses me about Jesus here is just how calmly he walks to the disciples in this storm. He's not running, oh my, I got to run and save them. He's not panicked. He's not nervous. I'm sure the disciples are nervous and panicking, but not Jesus. He's just walking on the water. Calm. Under control. And that's the way he comes to the church. In a calm, controlled way. That the hearing of the word. Bread and wine. Water. Calm, reassuring ways. I'm here. What are you afraid of? I've overcome everything for you. What are you so afraid of? I broke my arm in high school playing football. And I had a compound fracture of my arm. But Pat, you should have seen the other guy when I got finished with him. Okay? And I remember driving to the hospital with a broken arm. My mom was driving me, and mom was a basket case, crying, "Oh, you'll be okay, Paulie. I know you broke your arm. I know it hurts. I feel so bad." And reaching over, "Mom, just drive the car. I'm not dying. I just got a broken arm." And my dad met us at the hospital, coming from work. What was my dad's reaction? "Let's see it. Oh, it's your left arm. Good. You'll be able to pitch baseball this spring still. It's just your left arm. It's sports. Things happen. You'll be all right. They'll fix you up. Surgery. 6 weeks, you'll be ready to go." Which one helped me, my mom or my dad? My dad. Calm and reassuring. It'll all be okay. This is the calm, reassuring way Jesus comes. It'll all be okay. I am here. What can't I calm? I'm your creator. But then there's times that we also must go out of the boat. We stay in the boat, for there is Jesus and there's safety. But then also as Christians, we must venture out of the boat. And this is Peter. Peter says, impetuous Peter, what we would expect of Peter, "If it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, surprisingly, "Come." And Peter gets out of the boat and walks on the water and came to Jesus. Then, of course, he takes his eyes off of Jesus, looks at the waves, and he sinks. And Jesus saves him. What surprises me is that Jesus invites Peter to come on the water to begin with. Why didn't Jesus say to Peter, "Peter, you fool, stay in the boat. People don't walk on waves and water. Stay in the boat. I'm coming to the boat. I'm going to ride in the boat. Stay in. That's where I abide. And we'll move on." But Jesus rather says, "Come out of the boat. Face the wind and the waves." Why? I suggest he is teaching the disciples about the mission of the church that they will undertake. This has to do with the mission of the church that he's preparing Peter and the apostles for, and all of us for. And what is the mission of First Lutheran Church? Is it merely to come into these four walls and worship God for an hour or two every week? If we can even make it that much. Is that our mission? Just come to church, sit in the four walls, hear word and sacrament, go home in peace? That's wonderful. That's important. That's all important for faith. But our mission is to step out of the church this week. Go out of the boat. Face the storm and the waves. For there are people out there that are drowning and dying. And they need the boat of the church to be saved. And this is what the Lord is beginning to teach, dear Peter and the disciples. You men will lead the way in stepping out of the boat and taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And I will help you. And when you fail, I will be there to lift you up and pick you up and put you in the boat again. And then you go out again. And you'll probably fail. You become afraid. But I'll be there to pick you up, put you back in the boat, strengthen you, and send you out again. And this is the book of Acts. This story previews Easter, I mentioned. It also previews Pentecost. You have Easter and Pentecost all in one story. For here you have a wind that is against the disciples. A wind in their face that tortures them. At Pentecost we have a wind. A mighty wind, but a wind that's not against us. A wind that pushes the church out of the boat. And what do we call that wind? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit comes as a mighty wind at Pentecost. And he pushes Peter and the disciples, who again are huddled together. The church is always huddling together in a room somewhere. And he pushes them out of the boat. Out of the room. Get out. You must take the gospel now to the ends of the earth. To Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the very ends of the earth. Get out of the boat, church. Face the wind and the waves. I'll be with you. I'll help you to walk on water. You'll overcome sin, death, hell, persecution, the Romans, the Jews, anything and everything. I'll be with you. Get out of the boat and save the lost and the dying and the drowning. And that's all foreshadowed right here. And our incentive is this. If we fail, he picks us up and saves us and delivers us like he did Peter. The whole book of Acts is getting out of the boat. What is the act of the church in the book of Acts? It is stepping out of the boat and saving lost sinners who are drowning. It takes courage. It takes strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. Will you step out of the boat this week? Or will you just live your merry life and can be concerned about yourself and let all the unbelievers go to hell? I don't care. This is our challenge. There's drowning people all around you. Do you care? Step out of the boat. Courage. The courage of the Holy Spirit. You know, we say courage is when you climb Mount Everest. That's easy compared to what we do. Courage is swimming with sharks. That's not courage, that's stupidity. Courage is flying the stunt plane. Oh, really? That also is foolishness in my eyes. I'll tell you what courage is. It's going out and loving your enemy. It's forgiving someone 70 times, 7 times, when you'd rather just clobber them. That's easy. What about forgiving the person? Courage is bearing burdens. Getting involved in someone's life that has a lot of problems, they're drowning, and you say, I don't have time for their life. Courage is saying, I'm going to help that person. I'm going to bear a burden here. I'm going to be with them and bring them into the boat and tell them the gospel. Courage is standing up for Jesus Christ and living for Jesus Christ when no one else does. I'm going to speak of Jesus, live for Jesus when no one else does. That's courage. And that's what the Holy Spirit gives us power to do. There's storms all around us. Stay in the boat, First Lutheran. By the courage of the Holy Spirit, step out. Save someone. Bring someone into the boat next Sunday. Amen.